Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. We're having fun here on the NFL Draft Blast. We just had Deion Yeldon, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers tight end, on the show. And now we're going to be joined with the Villanova defensive back, Masan Stewart, very talented young man. And I tell you what, they're going to miss me seeing number two in Villanova, because this kid was a real impact player on the secondary. And, I mean, he was there for a long time in terms of just putting games in and out and making plays. And like I said, very talented kid. He kind of reminds me a little bit of an Antoine Winfield, former Vikings guy, longtime Ohio State kid. Just a good physical defensive back, not afraid to kind of stick a guy. And we'll find out what he thinks, but before he calls in, I just wanted to get that said, find out what he thinks, even what I say. But again, if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we always feature their bio pages at collegetopro.com. And if you're looking at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes, you just type in their name and then NFL Draft Blast, and they will pop up. You can listen to them in its entirety. You can download them. I know sometimes if I go running, I like having a podcast or something to listen to. And like I said, we have a litany of interviews with draft prospects for many, 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 many years. And this year is no different. We're bringing you another season of top-notch prospects to kind of bring to the show. But this kid, he's going to be joining us. We're going to be finding out what he brings to the table, where he's training at, where, how much difference is his body going to be from now till then? Because like I said, this is a crazy time. Sometimes that transformation of, maybe dropping some weight to run a fast 40 and then bulking back up so you're back to where you need to be. But we'll get to all of that again with today's guest, Masan Stewart. Masan, we appreciate you sharing your day with us, my man. What's it like to know that your teammates are probably about a month away from spring ball and you're preparing for the NFL?
Great. Honestly, I'm looking forward to showing what I have to offer on pro day. Right now I'm just getting ready, physically and mentally. So it's exciting, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, and you had such, a great, great career at Villanova. What was it like just going through your final season there and then obviously your last game and, the emotions of it?
Yeah, going into the season, we had, very high hopes. And, I don't know if you guys keep up with how the season went, but we had a lot of injuries. But, at the end of the day, it was just great to be able to share that last season with my teammates. And I had to move over to the free safety position. So, it was new for me. It was fun. And the last game was filled with a lot of emotion. We played Delaware for the Battle of the Blue at home. So that was huge. That was fun. Came out with a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. And, basically almost blew them out until they scored last minutes of the game. So it was fun for sure.
Definitely. And I think I was just, reading notes, trying to pick up on things. You had a big deflection or something right before the end of the half or something like that, right, during that game?
Yeah, they going into halftime, they tried to get a little momentum. And that was one of the big plays of the game. They tried to run a fake field goal to the tight end. And I got almost had a pick, but he ended up knocking it out. So it was a nice PBU going in the half. So that was fun.
Excellent stuff, man. Growing up, yeah. Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you a little bit better athlete than all the other kids? If so, was it basically you scoring 3 or 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Believe it or not, I didn't play football until 8th grade. So I was kind of I didn't get introduced to the game until late. I didn't really know much about football. I was more into basketball. So that's why that's when I started. I started off as going in high school. I played kind of a receiver a lot, just tailback type position. Simeon in motion and hand me off outside zone, basically. And the varsity coach came to one of our games and saw me and, moved me to quarterback my sophomore year. And I started, varsity my sophomore year, ran no huddle offense. But, I was never.
I love it.
It all came with hard work, though. Nothing really came easy, yeah. But it was fun, definitely.
Well, with that said, obviously, I mean, when do you make the transition, I guess, you know, and start playing and standing out on defensive, on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I really started when I first came to Nova, because when I was in high school, I was mainly offense. You know, I played safety, but, you know, it wasn't really my my focus at the time until I came to Nova and started focusing more on, you know, footwork and playing the DB position, learning the defense. And it was all very new to me. So my collegiate career was all about learning and performing to the best of my ability. But it was definitely different transitioning from offense to defense. But I think they saw the fact that I played QB. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, man. I mean, you're perfect.
Oh yeah, I think they saw the Nova saw the fact that I played QB, so they thought you know, he's an athlete, he can play safety, he ran the offense, so he can run the defense, kind of just have the just basically play defense over offense. So I think that's what they saw, but it was a smooth transition for the most part.
And I'm curious, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, were you recruited to play DB? I mean, or did they want you as a receiver and then you kind of switched once you got there?
Yeah, no. All my offers, I think I had one offer that was for QB coming out of high school. All of them for safety, pretty much for DB.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And then the rest is history. And now we're talking about the NFL draft with the Villanova standout DB safety, if you will, Rayson Stewart, here on the C2P. And again, I'm excited to get him on, and I've been hearing some good things. I ask every guy that's ever been on the show this question. I mean, if we put you in the film room, NFL scouts, you're with them, they're breaking down that tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those home run qualities where they know they got to put you on the 53-man roster?
I think it's my versatility is one thing I would try to definitely strive for them. Like I said, I played strong safety. You know, I can cover, you know, tight end slots, blitz, you know, do a lot. So I think that versatility, you can see it from my film. That's definitely something that will make me valuable to any organization, any team. Just want the fact that I can do a lot of things, and especially on special teams as well, kick off any special team, you know. So I'm just trying to fit in where I can and improve myself and see where it leads.
Definitely. And I asked this question too, because we pass this off to all the scouts and people we know at the next level. Is there anything that goes unnoticed? I mean, are there things that these guys should – maybe your defense, you couldn't showcase certain skills, maybe you're a team captain, a workout warrior, a film junkie. I mean, what are some of these home run qualities that don't necessarily show up on tape that are a big benefactor to you for you to kind of fall into their good graces?
I think definitely my upbringing. You know, my dad was in the military for 21 years, so he moved around a lot. I just had that type of toughness and just discipline, you know, always hard working. You know, so I kind of try to translate that to football. You know, I'm always trying to be a leader to my teammates. I wasn't team captain, but I'm always leading by example, trying to keep people focused. And definitely I watch a lot of film before games. With our scheme, we don't really run that much man, especially this past year. So I think based on the film, you probably wouldn't be able to see my man skills as much as you should. We run a 3-5, kind of like a 4 safety, 5 DB on the field at the time. So I played strong, free, and kind of like the linebacker, nickelback kind of deal. So, yeah, I mean, definitely a hard worker, and I think any team would be lucky to have me, you know.
And great, great response, buddy. I mean, we've been doing this show a long time, and I think that's one of the most important questions we ask, because, I mean, we pass this off to teams, and, you know, sometimes guys just kind of let that answer kind of come and go, but you gave such a great, great explanation, even delving into the 3-5 and the 5 DBs. And I mean, these scouts know, but again, if they just want to kind of catch up on you and find a little bit more about you, this is why we love having you on, because we're able to do that. For you, I mean, where are you training at? How are you kind of getting ready for pro day, and when is pro day?
Our pro day is March 23rd. Right now I'm training at level 40. It's a spot right outside of Philly. Camp Pressure. I'm not sure if you're too familiar with the area, but I still have to finish up with two classes. I'm an economics major, so I couldn't really, I was going to train in Jersey, but I couldn't really get that done with the two classes I still have to take. So, I'm working at level 40, train about 4 or 5 hours a day. I'm on a strict diet, all the stuff you would expect, trying to get my body right for that pro day. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually going, I live in Houston, and I'm going back for spring break, and I train there with a few people. Cecil Short, he lives out there. I train with him mm-hmm. and a few other guys, so I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Definitely. Was he a Mount Union kid, Cecil? I think he was.
What'd you say? Did he have any
Cecil
kids?
Was he a Mount Union kid? I think he was a Mount. I know we had him on the show. When was possible? I'm just trying to think out loud.
I'm not sure. He tore his ACL, so he's rehabbing right now. But we run drills, and he has some of the guys that he knows from the league come up and do one-on-ones and workouts, and a few guys he knew back from college. So he's been very helpful, just giving me advice and keeping me focused and stuff like that. So.
Definitely, man. There's a lot goes into this. People think you just arrive on draft day and you sign. You have a fabulous college career, and that's what gets you, gentlemen, to where you're at today. And then you kind of just start over. I mean, you just got to start even improving on everything that you did that was already great in college. But hey, that's part of the process, man. And like I said, you bring a lot to the table. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun, throw some off the wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Here we go. Yeah, I'll give my best answer.
They, like I said, most of the guys have fun with them. They're nothing too tedious. But I think you guys like answering this question the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who can ask to join you for dinner?
Man, female celebrity. I don't even. They got a few. I like Dej Loaf. I like her personality, her swag, so I'll probably take her out.
Oh, man, I love getting different names. I get the same name so many times, so when a new name comes up, it's just so refreshing.
You're familiar with Dej Loaf?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to look her up. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, but just to get a new name, I can't wait. When we're done, I'm telling you, when we hang up, I'm going to go Google it. That's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm like, oh, wow. I'll probably even text you. Like, yeah, she's a beautiful lady. Because what we do is we ask that question. Because we'll probably do close to 300 shows by the time the draft rolls around. And then we always ask the guys that question. And we'll just tally the name up. And then the last show, we just name, like the people who listen in, they keep track. Well, I don't know. We keep track. But at the last show before the draft, we'll announce who was the favorite female celebrity. And Beyonce has won, I don't know, the last, well, not the last, 10 straight years, but she's won basically every year, and then Rihanna won 1 year, and then Megan Good is third. I don't know how Megan Good is always third, but it's always Beyonce 1, Rihanna 2, Megan Good 3. So, and I hear those names so much. So anytime, man, when I get a different name, I get excited. So, and you, so you're the first. You're the inaugural Beyonce girl.
Yeah,
man. Like we did a show earlier today. Like, I got a Halle Berry. I'll get Halle Berry. And then, I think she's my favorite. So that one, I always call her the Hall of Fame pick. I don't think, that's like a Peyton Manning type career. Halle Berry, you're going to draft her. It's 18 years of Hall of Fame right there. How about this question, man? Your head coach, Coach Ferrante, does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Oh, my teammate, team captain Ricky, he does a perfect impersonation of him, and he probably honestly wouldn't do it in front of him because Coach Ferrante, he's laid back, he's a cool guy, kind of like a team, like a player's coach. So yeah, he would definitely do it in front of him. I think it'd be pretty funny.
Excellent. And this one's not so much crazy, but I think you guys like thinking about this one. Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. If you could have anything painted on there, because that's a big thing right now, what would you want to represent or what kind of idea would you want on there? I mean, maybe hometown, scripture, maybe you want Iron Man. I mean, I hear them all. What would you want?
I'd probably put, like, a nice design, has, like, my last name on it, Stewart. I think I'd definitely do that because, you know, family is definitely huge to me. I got a good upbringing. You know, like I said, my dad was in the military. My mom's a nurse practitioner. So, and I just love my family, my brothers, you know, all my cousins and as everybody, my grandparents. You know, I just love them. So I kind of want to probably would do that. It means the most to me. So something with my family, for sure.
Man, tell you what, man, it's been a pleasure having you on the show tonight, man. And, again, best of luck moving forward. Best of luck on your pro day. I mean, those arrive quickly, and I'm sure you'll be ready on March 23rd when you blow this thing out of the water. But with that said, man, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Rahsaan Stewart, the standout Nova DB safety, if you will. And he kind of, he explained himself so well in terms of just showcasing, I mean, all the versatility he brought to that defensive back, that secondary, if you will. I mean, you know, interchangeable, smart, athletic, playmaker, you know, and I think it just shows the unselfishness wherever this coaching staff needed him to be, wherever the teammates needed him to be. The Shook Man showed up, and he showed up in a big way. If you want more of him, simply log on to collegepro.com, Blog Talk Radio, or iTunes. You type in his name, R-A-S-A-A-N Stewart, Rahsaan Stewart. You bring that in, and he'll be there. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.